Good morning. Welcome to the winter edition of Lawn and Garden. I'm Jerry Erspeck, and with me today is Tom McCurry and Will Kronk. And before we get started, let's hear a few notes from our sponsors.
This is Wade Brew, Market President with Pinnacle Bank. Pinnacle Bank has been serving the lending needs of farmers, ranchers, and commercial business owners of the Wyobraska area, where we've called home for over 100 years. Let us put our resources to work for you with local decision-making from a family-owned bank. Give us a call or visit us at www.wypinnbank.com. Pinnacle Bank, Torrington and Mitchell, the way banking should be. Member FDIC.
Are you planning a kitchen remodel but don't know where to start?
Hi, this is Dan Shields from Century Lumber. Start with semi-custom diamond cabinets and Century Lumber. Diamond cabinets offer the latest door styles and finishes at an affordable price. I can walk you through all the features and benefits and provide a free estimate and expert design. Stop in and turn that vision of your dream kitchen into a reality with the help of Century Lumber Center in Torrington.
Ready to make your house the envy of the neighborhood? Then your first stop should be Great Gardens in Torrington, the region's largest and most gorgeous independent garden center. Stocked full of annuals, hanging baskets, veggies, perennials, trees, and shrubs, they have all of your gardening needs covered. They even have a large selection of decor to bring that wow factor to your yard and garden. Open year-round and ready for you now. Stop into Great Gardens, 1 mile west of Main Street in Torrington.
Concrete is hard. That's why you should hire J-Built Homes for your next concrete project. Jeff and the crew have experience in all different kinds of concrete designs with professional results. Take one look at J-Built Homes' website, jbuiltwyo.com, and the finished jobs speak for themselves. From driveways to patios, homes, or commercial projects, there's not a job too big or too small. Call Jeff today for a free estimate at 307-631-4449.
It's a plus when you know you can count on Landscaping Plus for not only your lawn and garden care around your home or office, but the plus comes in when the snow flies, as they'll take care of all that snow removal from driveways, sidewalks, and parking lots, home or business. Just give Rob a call at 532-6067 and set up all this year's snow removal from now till the last flake flies. That's Landscaping Plus, 532-6067, Torrington.
And hey, we're back. I'm Jerry Erspeck. Tom McCurry is with us, and Will Kronk is our special guest today. And Will, we're interviewing you today about your garden. I noticed that you have a whole bunch of pumpkins out on your stoop, and you seem to be a rather good pumpkin grower. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't really grow them vigorously. I just kind of planted them, and they grew really good this year.
You know, my wife always says, you know, they say, well, how do you grow that? She says, well, you dig the soil up a little bit, you put the seed in the ground, give them a kiss, and give them a little water, and let them go.
That's kind of what I did this year. I put down weed mat, so it helps warm the soil and keeps the weeds down. And
now, was it a rubber weed mat? Was it a plastic mesh?
It was the fabric, the porous fabric mat.
Do you have trouble with the weeds growing through that?
Not really. If you use a good mat, they make thicker and thinner varieties, and if you use a good weed mat, it doesn't grow through, really.
We tried that one year, and it was like manure for the weeds. It just grew right through it and then held them in place. Yeah, and it was really tough to try to do anything with it. We had wound up ripping that mat out.
I usually tear it out and throw it out every fall.
Every fall?
Well, usually the next spring when I'm cleaning the garden.
Oh, yeah. Do you have any bowls as a result of putting the plastic down?
Not really, a few, but I think the cats kind of keep them under control.
We've had a couple of cats that were good volers, but those have passed, and now we need some more voler cats. They'd stand there and just pounce on them.
Now, what do voler cats look like?
Regular cats, but they have a distinct instinct for sniffing and tracking and hearing the voles just below the surface, and man, they just jump at them and put a paw down in the soft dirt and bring a vole back up, and they're really fun to watch, especially if one is a interested candidate. So we've had one or two, we'd have to put water out for them because we think, gosh, you're just sitting there all day long, and it's out in the heat, you know? So we used to have a black and white cat that was a good voler cat. So what else do you like to grow, Will?
Well, I like to grow tomatoes because you can't get good tomatoes in the store. Right. And then I always grow potatoes because I like to have potatoes through the winter. And then other than that, just a variety of fill-in beets and carrots and things like that.
Uh-huh. Now, what kind of potato do you like to grow?
Red Pontiac is what I usually grow. They grow good here and they keep well.
Now, even if you have a nice potato that you bought from the grocery store, you can still plant that one too, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You can plant any potato.
Now, I had an interesting article that was given to me, and it says, potatoes. To keep potatoes growing big, ugly sprouts before you have time to use them up, store them with a couple of apples. For some reason, that really helps to halt the sprouting.
I've never heard of that. I just put them in the well pit and keep them cool, and they keep till almost June.
Yeah. Now, I store mine out in the garage. It's heated, but not to a high degree, about 50 degrees probably.
Right.
What's it in your well pit?
It's probably down into the low 40s in the winter, or maybe even a little chillier. You got to be careful. If you get too cold, the starches start turning to sugar, and you'll have sweet potatoes.
Well, that's no good.
And you got to keep them dark, or they start turning green.
So onions are kind of the same way. You have to keep them dark and not froze. Not the temperature has to be cooler, so they won't sprout as well. You could still use a sprouted onion. Even the greenery, you could just chop up and utilize.
Sure.
Yeah. So do you use most of your garden? Do you put stuff up?
Oh, I probably waste more of it than I use. I eat it while it's fresh, and then I store the potatoes, and that's about it.
Yeah.
How big is your garden?
It's about 50 feet by 50 feet. It's fairly good sized.
That's awesome. That's a good sized garden.
And do you fertilize?
Yeah, I don't have a specific fertilize program. I actually just clean the chicken house out onto it regularly, and then when I pick up the leaves in the fall, they all go on it. So just whatever waste I have, you know, when I mow and bag it, that all goes on the garden.
Yeah, so. A friend of ours has one of those, I call it a snorkelophilus, that it's a machine that you put in behind your mower that has a motor to suck and vacuum and then shred the leaves, and that's what he uses for his mulch on his garden, and gosh, it works out really well.
Yeah, leaves make good mulch.
Leaves make really good mulch. Do you rototill?
I do, yeah. I rototill in the spring just to loosen it up.
Yeah, I like to rototill as well. There seems to be a fashion or a notion that you should only stir up the soil a little bit, and some of my friends don't rototill or plow at all. And they do that fork, that double, what is it called, the double French dip, or it's where you dig the soil and you turn it, and that seems like that's a lot of work.
Yeah, I think it depends on your soil type a lot too, Jerry. If your soil's compacted, you have to do something to loose it up.
Something, yeah.
If it's more sandy, there's really no reason.
And for us, you and I, don't you agree we have just really sandy soil?
Some of it, part of my garden's really sandy, and part of it gets really hard. So it depends on what part of the garden I'm in.
Mine will crust. It'll get that hard crust on it, and you just break that crust up, and it's soft again.
Well, do you use sulfur on your garden? It helps with breaking nutrients down because it drops the pH.
Yeah, I don't. I should, because all our water around here, our well water, is really alkaline. And you can see it, the garden does really well in the spring while it's raining, and then the longer you water it, the more yellow it turns.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And they say, you know, if you try to put your pH down, that is a good idea, but if you're watering with a high pH water, it's kind of a losing battle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you save your rainwater at all?
No, I just let it run into the ground.
Yeah, us too. I find that I don't have the accommodation for it. You'd have to have some pretty good barrels and then a way to pump it out to your garden.
Yeah, I'd have to save rainwater for 5 years to water my garden for one season.
And the way we water, we couldn't live in town because we water quite heavily and extensively. You said you grow beets as well. Have you tried the orange beets?
Just the red ones. And I don't do a very good job of growing them because I weed my garden pretty good for the first few weeks, and then I kind of let it get out of control.
It's hard. For me and for us, it's hard to stay up on a weed schedule. We always say, okay, we're going to weed on Tuesdays. And that's a really good plan. Or let's weed every other day, every other row. I have a lot of good ideas. Sometimes you just get tired of implementing them.
Yeah. And that's,
or it rains.
That's why I like the pumpkins and squash and that sort of thing, and tomatoes. You can plant all those in your weed mat, and then you don't have to worry about it as much. And then, like potatoes, they grow up, and you mulch them, and then they get a good ground cover, and you don't really have weed problems in there.
Now, do you agree that you should alternate your potatoes to another section of your garden every year?
Yes. And I saw that this year. I got a lot of wireworms in my potatoes.
What do wireworms look like?
They look like a little cutworm. They're like a small, hard, like a yellow, hard cutworm.
Do they bore into the potato?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I actually had to look up and see what was putting holes in my potatoes. And that's what I discovered was wireworms. And I've seen plenty of them in the garden.
What do you do for that?
Move your potatoes to a new spot. Or they make chemicals,
to
kill the worms. Tilling also helps.
Yeah. But I've seen that you should plant your potatoes in a different place, your tomatoes in a different place, not to follow the potatoes. And then the cabbage has to be in a new spot every year.
That's probably true. I just kind of put the cabbage wherever it winds up.
Yeah. How big a cabbage do you grow?
I get big ones. I plant the late flat Dutch. And so they get big. I just plant cabbages to make kraut. So
sauerkraut?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I just want enough big, healthy cabbages to freeze up a bunch of kraut for the year.
Now, Will, you bought the metal shop where Pat Havely was. How do you find time to garden? Do you just get out there early in the morning and late at night?
I don't find near as much time as I should. That's why my garden looks like a weedy mess late in the summer.
It's got to be hard with a full-time job, more than full-time, because I know you're busy mostly in the spring and summer months. But do you have much winter business?
Oh, yeah. I'm busy all year round.
Good.
There's not really any slow time anymore.
Uh-huh.
But that's always, you know, if you're working, it's harder to get a garden going. Now, when we were working, we seemed to be out in the garden more often, maybe just to blow off some of that energy, you know, and work as a therapy unit. But when we're retired, we go, well, we'll get after that garden tomorrow. And then something always comes up, and that's why that weeding process is hard for us. I wanted to talk to you about making a weed sweep for my tiller, having an 18-inch sweep that you just put on the bottom of my tiller so that it'll just cut the weeds off.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, on that note, let's hear another word from our sponsors.
Need some help mowing your lawn? Then let Levi's Lawn Care help you out this summer. Levi can mow your yard at very affordable prices. He starts at around $20 per week, and that includes mowing and trimming. Levi can also aerate your lawn and offers tree trimming and stump grinding. Let Levi take care of the mowing duties of your lawn this summer. Give him a call at 575-1626. That's 575-1626.
Not sure if you're on the right track? Platte Valley Bank can help keep your finances moving forward. Having a plan to save and spend can help build your financial confidence. Knowing you have the right savings plan can help build your financial success. With free tools like online banking and helpful products like automatic savings plans and budgeting tools, you are in control of your financial future. Start saving today at www.pvbank.com. You belong here.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC. Does it seem like the grass is always greener in your neighbor's yard? Well, that's because your neighbor had Sunrise Sprinkler install an underground sprinkler system. Sunrise Sprinkler in Torrington is the top choice for underground sprinkler systems. Give Chris Miller a call at 575-4300. Sunrise Sprinkler can give you a free estimate on a sprinkler system, and you can find out about the many other services that they offer. Give them a call today at 575-4300. Sunrise Sprinkler in Torrington.
Our producers know that running a successful operation these days requires having reliable service and quality products. That's why you know you can trust the knowledgeable people at Westco to provide you sound agronomic advice, aerial application, bulk fuel, lubricants, propane, tires, and other essentials to keep your operation running smoothly. Our priority is helping you succeed. Call or visit your nearest Westco location today. Westco. Service. Solutions. Success.
Westco's your best value through and through.
Lawn getting that old worn-out look, having to water and mow too often? Then it's time to call Torrington Sod Farm. They'll be happy to visit with you and show you why sod is the right answer. Call 532-2777. Torrington Sod Farm has been serving the area since 1999 and pride themselves on their service, quality sod, and exceeding customer expectations. They look forward to serving you, so give them a call for a free quote at 532-2777. Torrington Sod Farm. They make it easy being green.
Do you have a garden pot or a flower pot that's just sitting around your home or business? Let Peaceful Prairie Nursery in Mitchell, Nebraska fill it with a beautiful winter arrangement. Spruce up your empty flower pots for the holiday season. Check them out on Facebook. See these beautiful arrangements at Peaceful Prairie Nursery in Mitchell, Nebraska.
All right, hey, welcome back to the winter edition of Lawn and Garden. With me is Tom McCurry and Will Kronk. We've been talking about gardening and pumpkins and potatoes. So do you do a specific plan on planting your garden with your potatoes? And then what I'm asking is, do you use a drip line to put under your potatoes?
No, I just drag trenches with the hoe and drop cut potatoes in about every foot and a half and cover them up. And I don't cover them very deep, because I don't plan on the potatoes growing deep into the soil. I mulch them. Once the plants grow up, you know, 6 inches tall, then I start throwing straw and leaves and whatever on there. And most of your potatoes grow close to the surface.
And then do you put chicken manure along with that at that time, or do you wait a little bit for
I don't have an intentional fertilizing schedule with potatoes. They can handle a lot of nitrogen, so I mulch heavily with the chicken house clean out.
Sure. That was one of the worst jobs as a kid I could have. You know, Jerry, get out there and clean the chicken house. Just because of the dust, you probably want to use a mask when you do that, right?
It's a good idea. And I use straw in my chicken house a lot, and you don't have near as much dust.
Oh, that keeps way. The dust down?
Yeah. And there's still dust, but you open the doors and just fork it all out in the wheelbarrow and go dump it on the garden.
Yeah. So, Tom, you said that when you came from Laramie, you did some potatoes in a trench?
I did. And I was at the community gardens near the Episcopal Church, and it's unbelievable because you can reach. What you do is dig a trench, put the potato seed in, and then cover it with straw, and you can reach under there and get the potatoes out. It was a wonderful experiment, and it worked. And so I had potatoes really late. I can't remember how late, but it was fun. Just the figuring out, you know, how that works. I worked for a professor in Laramie, Dr. Kenny Bonenblust, and he was the potato guy. And we did research on which potato makes the best French fries.
Oh.
We planted different varieties, and then we took them into the lab and made potatoes, French fries out of them.
Which potato was it?
I think.
Wasn't it the white one? The white, Idaho?
Yeah, the Idaho one. Yeah. Uh-huh. Is that a russet Burbank or is?
It's a russet.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what made the best French fry, because they're long, usually.
Yeah.
And we grew them in Torrington, because we drive over and harvest the research plots. And Kenny was a good guy, and he taught me a lot about potatoes.
Yeah, you know, every crop seems to have a learning curve with it. Do you grow carrots, Will?
I do grow carrots some years.
Yeah.
And I plant them in the row crop next to the beets, and the weeds grow up, and I don't get very good carrots, but I do get some carrots.
Yeah. So, Tom, you said last time that you had been putting your carrots in some sand. And how's that working out for you?
Well, it worked good, Jerry, but I need to cover them. They get kind of...
Rubbery?
Rubbery, yeah.
Do you have them in the refrigerator or...
No, out in the garage.
Out in the garage.
It's about 42 degrees. It's connected to the house, so there's some warming, but not much.
Yeah.
And
but if you're making a roast, man, you just cut them up and put them in. So, that works out good. So my favorite is the little potato, the new potato. And, you kind of just brush them up and get some of the dirt off of them. And then you can put them in the oven under the broiler and roast them. And then when they're about done, you smash them and then you brown them a little bit on the top of the stove with rosemary. Yeah, they're really good. I have a whole bunch of those wee little ones this year. Some of them are used for seed stock and some of them for eating. Do you save your potatoes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like I say, I put them in the well house and they stay nice and cool and they keep till almost June. You're almost ready to start grabbing new potatoes when the old ones are
soft. And do you plant those little potatoes then?
I just plant whatever's left in the bucket.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes I buy seed potatoes if I want to have a different variety or something. But, yeah, the potatoes are an exact clone if you plant the potato of the prior year's crop.
Of the prior year.
Now, if you plucked the seeds off the top and planted those, you might get a hybrid. But
huh. I didn't realize you got a clone.
Yeah. If you use the potatoes, that's a clone of the plant from last year.
So you could run that same variety of potato for years.
That's correct.
Wow. So I have one more thing about how to make some groceries last, and it's using aluminum foil. This guy says wrap celery, broccoli, and lettuce in a single layer of aluminum foil before storing in the refrigerator. Celery will stay crisp and fresh for up to months. Stored this way, it's simply amazing. I've never heard of that either.
I never have either.
Yeah. And they say store your onions in pantyhose. I've never done that, but I know what they're talking about. They put an onion in and tie a knot, put an onion, tie a knot. Then when you need an onion, you just clip it off. We have our onions in a box downstairs. It's not really that hot or cool, but it's just enough that it's dark. It's a little cooler than the rest of the room, and they're seemingly doing well.
They should keep good. The main thing with onions, I think, is to let them mature off and dry off good before you store them. If you store them with a soft skin and moist,
amen,
they'll go bad fast.
So there's nothing better than to have your onions have a little bit of a sunburn.
Yeah.
Not a big one, but a nice sun drying out process.
Right. If they haven't matured fully, pull them and then let them sit out in the sun for a day or two.
We keep our onions... I normally go ahead and clip the green off, and I leave the roots, and I don't wash them. But then I put them in the wheelbarrow, and then I take the wheelbarrow in and out of the garage and let them have a little sun and dry.
Cure them, basically.
Cure them. So do you do anything else with your pumpkins once you have them? Do you carve them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I carve them with the kids. They enjoy that.
Yeah. I see also you did some drawing on them with a Sharpie.
Yeah, that was my daughter Peyton, I think.
Yeah. So, Will, what advice would you have to anybody wanting to start a garden?
Just start a garden. I don't
And stay, and
yeah,
stay
just,
after it?
Just do it, yeah. If you don't like it, you can just let it die. It's not like it's a huge commitment.
Well, yeah, but it should be a little bit of a commitment if you want to have anything out of it, right?
Right, yeah. It's fulfilling to grow a garden. It's satisfying.
Yeah, we've always appreciated a garden, and Tom, I know you've always gardened. I learned from my mom and dad. I followed mom. She was the planter, and I filled in the rows, so got a good idea of what was going on with the garden in that realm, and I had the opportunity to pull a... single plow backwards because we didn't have enough room to go around. So as a single metal walk behind plow, I thought that that was above and beyond normal kid stuff that I should do. But of course, boy, it sure made a nice row in the garden, really plowed that garden up nice.
Well, I think it's a wonderful stress relief for anybody. It doesn't make any difference what your job is, but it's just wonderful to get out there and work in the garden. Wonderful times. And I've done it since I moved here in 79 from Laramie. And way fun.
Yeah, and what I like about it is all the experimentation of it. So we have more plans for next year. So do you have anything that you're going to maybe grow differently or new?
I don't think so. Probably just the same old stuff.
Now, do you like squash?
I do. And some years I grow squash and some years I don't. I really like the buttercup.
Buttercup, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Buttercup, butternut, acorn. Those are all nice winter squashes. Our friend Jeff grows cabasha, and that's a nice mild squash as well. So, yeah, anytime you can help include some of those vegetables into your diet and not have to buy them from the grocery store, I think you're doing a really good job for yourselves.
Economically, I don't think a garden saves you much money, but the produce is better.
Oh,
I mean, because I'm always coming up with something, you know, and that's just crazy. I mean, people that think, at least for me, it's difficult to keep from trying different things, and it's all expensive.
Well, if you can your tomatoes, or if you freeze your tomatoes, that's a good tomato sauce for soups, chilies, any Italian meal that you're making.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually do save some money by growing our own. Yeah. So, hey, Will and Tom, thank you so much for coming in today. We've had a good time, and perhaps you'll join us again sometime.
Thank you, Jerry.
You're welcome. And y'all have a good day.